This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The congressional budget deal, which passed the House yesterday, should avert a government shutdown, but it left many issues on the table, including unemployment benefits. Normally, states fund unemployment insurance programs, with benefits running a few months. Since the Great Recession began, the federal government has paid for extra weeks of benefits. Without congressional action, about 1.3 million people will get cut off January 1. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
So 1.3 million is just the starting point. Those are the people collecting extended benefits right now. But then there are the people whose regular benefits are scheduled to run out on, say, January 2nd and 3rd. And you get the idea, all year.
The Department of Labor estimates that's almost 5 million people.
That's Chad Stone. He's chief economist for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. The effects will also ripple out to the broader economy. People who get unemployment benefits spend them, and that creates more jobs. The Congressional Budget Office says extending benefits could create as many as 300,000 more jobs by the end of 2014. John Gruber is an economist at MIT. He thinks that because of these ripple effects, extending benefits is a bad idea for the economy as a whole, just not bad enough to force Congress to act. And if there's no action now, he says, the pressure won't be there later.
In some sense, once we get past the expiration, the world doesn't end. It becomes harder and harder to make the argument for spending the extra money to extend the benefit.
In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.